Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Nako, ito introduce ko na, no? Ito konting background lang sa ating bisita na very special po ngayong Sabado na umaga. Recently, siya po ay na-reveal na. Yan, wildcard winner for the national finals. Syempre sa Eurovision Australia Decides 2022. Ang ating bisita, nako, napakaraming followers ito sa social media, lalo na sa TikTok.
Mm-mm.
Claudette, 1.2 million.
Wow!
Fans.
Grabe.
And counting across the world yan.
Dadami pa.
And now, she joins the 10 competitors, other competitors sa finals, sa national finals ng Eurovision Australia Decides 2022 na magaganap po sa Feb 26. Let's welcome our guest ngayong umaga sa Love Down Under, Erica Padilla.
Hi, Claudette. It's nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here on the program. I have Papa Dan with me as well on the other line.
Hello.
Dan, say hi.
Hi, Erica. Good morning. Hi, welcome again to Love Down Under.
You and your partner actually are also TikTokers.
Superstars.
Yeah, well, my TikTok is. He does something completely different to me, though. He does comedy.
Did you both meet in TikTok?
Well, it was people introducing us because we do have, like, this kind of friendship group where a lot of people are musicians, people are social media influencers, and TikTokers. And so I was introduced to him, and they said, oh, yeah, he's a TikToker. Like, be friends. And then so we became friends from then on, and it was pretty good to, like, kind of get insight from somebody who is a TikToker but not doing the same kind of stuff as me.
Who followed who first? Or, like, did you even ask him to, like, hey, follow me?
I think he followed me first because we were sitting at an event, and we were like, oh, okay, let's follow each other.
Did you like him or did he like you, like, immediately? How did that go about? Like, she started as friends, right? But was there, like, an instant connection?
In terms of an instant connection, I think that I knew that I would get along with this guy, but I don't think I pictured us ever, like, dating or anything like that. I definitely got a good impression from him. I knew that he was a nice guy, and I thought that we got along really well, and I thought that, like, we could be really, really good friends. But I never really thought to kind of explore being in a relationship with him or anything like that.
Is he your first ever boyfriend?
He is.
Oh.
He is.
My
mom and my dad, they raised me to be very picky and to choose wisely. Okay. And I think that I'm glad that I was raised that way because I ended up with a really nice first boyfriend.
Just to let our audience know, Lucas is actually Australian, correct?
He is.
He's
Italian-Croatian.
Oh, he's Italian, okay. Croatian. So was the race an issue with your family when he courted? Because there's some Filipino families who want their, you know, their daughter's partner to be Filipino as well.
No, there was never really an issue, only because my granddad, he's Australian as well. So I think that my family was very already integrated with an Australian culture and with, like, different backgrounds. And growing up in Australia, like, we had Australian friends, family friends. So I think that it wasn't a shock to them that I was seeing an Australian boy or an Italian-Croatian boy.
Sabi niyo kasi, like, you're picky and your parents, like, raised you that way. How did he, like, you know, get to convince you to tick all the boxes? Like, what are the meron bang qualifications? Did you have any requirements?
Checklist.
Like, number one, this guy has to be, one, two, three, the top three, maybe.
I think that somebody who was very driven and motivated had aspirations. Someone who was kind and I knew had good family values and I knew would get along with my family, you know, treat me well. Like, I don't think that there's anything more that I would ask for. He's got very good people skills. I knew that he would get along and make a good impression on my family instantly.
How did he, like, court you?
Yes.
And eventually your family, but did he, like, you know, because it's a Filipino, alam mo na nagdadala, not just for the girl, no? Dala kami for the whole family, even for the pets.
This is how we, like, court in the Philippines. Yes. Just to give you an example, Erica, the way Papa Dan courted his fiancée was really like he courted the whole family, even the pets. right?
Yes. Yeah, so you're gonna bring your. Yeah.
How did Lucas do that, considering that you have a different culture?
My dad already knew of Lucas because we were already friends first. Mm. We were friends before we ever became a boyfriend, girlfriend, or partners. So he already knew Lucas because Lucas and I were friends on TikTok, and we would comment on each other's videos, and Dad would see it because he's very he's very on top of my social media. To kind of, he's very supportive, and so he's always on my social media and trying to help me out. And so he already knew of Lucas because Lucas had he had this check mark next to his name, meaning he's verified. Okay. And so he's like, "Who's this boy that you're friends with? Who's verified?" Like, and he liked Lucas already. And I said, "Oh, he's my friend," and he already liked Lucas and thought he was really funny, really smart with his TikTok. And then so when I told him that I was seeing a boy and his name was Lucas, he knew instantly who I was talking about. It wasn't very hard to kind of say, "Oh, look, I'm seeing this boy." Because, yeah, we were friends and we were going out in big groups. Lucas was first introduced to my grandparents, which I think was a very good icebreaker because my granddad is Australian. And so I think that they got along super well. And then he kind of just had to impress my Lola.
How many followers does he have on TikTok, by the way?
He has 4 million followers.
Wow, 4 million. And you have 1.2 million. Is there a competition between the two of you?
Absolutely not. There's no competition there at all. It's a really, really, like, kind of healthy partnership between us when it comes to TikTok because we support each other. And I think that's the fact that we do completely different things gives, like, it kind of gives each other a really fresh perspective. So, like, say, for example, with his videos, like, I kind of give him help with that and, like, kind of help him expand and think of new ideas and think of, like, the next step, what he wants to do next. And then with me, he kind of gives me that, because he's not really a musician, so he gives me a very fresh perspective on that. And I think that he's actually the person who encouraged me to post more often. And, yeah, I think that we just really help each other a lot and are really supportive of each other. And I think I give him a lot of credit to where I am now because I think that before we were together, like, he kind of gave me that reality check of, like, you can be working even harder than you are now. And, yeah, I'm glad that I took his advice.
Was there an introduction of, like, this is actually what we do? This is normal? It's a Filipino family or culture? And pareho sa kanya?
In terms of, like, cultural difference, I don't think... I think that, like, there is. Like, I kind of introduced him to... Well, first of all, he's Catholic, so I think that kind of was something that my family also really liked. It's an important kind of part of our culture. I think mainly it was the food that I introduced him to.
Oh, okay. Speaking of food, and before we talk about food, Erica, I'm going to ask you about karaoke. Because in our past interview, I know that your family is big on karaoke, and at the same time, like, it was your training ground, diba? Like, you started singing karaoke before you went to The Voice Australia and also now on Eurovision. So did you also introduce karaoke to Lucas?
He already knew karaoke. Like, he takes it very, it's very different to him. For us Filipinos, it's serious. To him, it's very much a thing to do for fun. We actually did karaoke for his birthday.
What were the food that you actually introduced to him that he liked and he disliked?
I gave him, what did he dislike? Well, he wouldn't try dinuguan.
Okay.
He was used, but we'll get him there one day. He really liked pancit.
Pancit,
Yeah, he took some home with him. He loves pancit. We're still trying to introduce him to more food, but it's good because I have my mum to help me, like, spoon feed him. Otherwise, he won't eat it.
Okay, let's quickly talk about the challenges that you both, you know, encountered. So who gets jealous more?
I don't know. I think that we joke about it a lot.
But do you guys, like, you know, ever, I don't know, fight or anything like that?
Yeah.
Does someone, like, slide into your DMs or his DMs?
No, not at all. I mean, I think we're both very secure in our relationship.
Okay. But do you find,
I
like, you know, any
mainly
any
like we joke
challenge?
About it.
Just yeah. joke about it, but it never happened.
No, no.
Okay. It looks like it's a really healthy relationship and they support one another, and that's really good, no? It's a good example para sa mga younger generation natin ngayon na, you know, looking forward to being in a relationship dan. Kasi nga, nowadays, sa dami ding mga, you know, we hear stories yeah. about toxic relationships sa mga millennials. But to. Yeah, hearing stories like this gives hope sa mga kabataan. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And the competition, I think it's gone sa kanilang dalawa. Because they started out as friends, they know they're aligned with, you know, what they're doing. Siguro, I think it's really good to understand that. Pero the question yeah. is, were there any content or posts like between sa inyo dalawa that you did not like? And, you know, did you say and tell him, look,
correct him?
I actually do not like, yeah, or correct him or call him out? Yeah. Same with him.
We kind of run our posts by each other before we do post.
Okay.
And I think, like, not like in like a serious way, like we're not like, oh, yeah. like, do you think this is too like risky or anything like that. I think that we kind of run each like post by each other to kind of say like, oh, do you reckon that this will receive well to other people?
Mm.
Because I think that in the kind of position that we're in, that's a really kind of important thing, especially because you're in the eyes of the public. You don't want to post anything that isn't going to receive well. And so I think that that's kind of the main talking point when we do run our content by each other.
Song like selection sa mga contents upload sa TikTok. Kaninong take yon, Erica? Is it your choice? Does he approve of it? Like especially the birit yung sa kotse, sa car, no? Kasi minsan hindi okay yung reaction niya, parang funny, parang nagugulat.
Is it part
siya.
Of the drama?
Yes.
As in like whether he like chooses the song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, I think I mainly, because what happens is with TikTok, you kind of want to go where people want to, like, listen to you, like, what kind of songs people want to hear, and so he does have, like, a little bit of input, and he's like, oh, like, these songs are trending, so, like, we kind of go based off that. In the car, I don't tend to tell him what I'm going to sing. I just say, like, look, I'm going to sing this.
Yung TikTok talagang naging big platform, no, for, you know, singers, artists, and of course, yung mga actors natin. Does he get paid? Or do you get paid when you do a TikTok video?
TikTok does not pay creators outside of the U.S.
Okay.
So in the U.S., TikTok does directly pay creators. Wow. But in any other country, we make a living off brand sponsorship.
So you still get monetized, no? In a different way.
Did you ever expect, Erica, well, like when you started, like, you know, putting it up, like singing, like videos, content, and TikTok, that it's going to be this big? Like, it's huge right now.
No,
right?
I had no idea. I knew that TikTok was a big platform, and I just wanted to try my luck on it and see, because I had just graduated high school when I started TikTok, and I was trying to think of a way to continue to sing and continue to make a living, and especially when COVID hit. All you could do was perform online. So I was already kind of blessed with kind of a good platform on TikTok.
And now you're getting bigger and bigger. And because of TikTok, you're now the 11th finalist for Eurovision Australia Decides 2022.
Yeah.
So
yes.
you were picked as the wild card. So tell us this about this journey, Erica. When did you submit your video, TikTok video? And, you know, what made you decide to join Eurovision?
I had already been watching Eurovision with my family beforehand. And I think that I thought it was very out of reach for me. Like, I thought, that's really cool, but I never imagined myself kind of doing it or getting it close to doing it. I was just like, that's really cool. Like, that's an amazing, phenomenal show. And then I started to see that they were doing Eurovision Australia Decides. So they had two kind of years where they did it, and then COVID hit. So then this is their third ever year of doing Eurovision Australia Decides. And well, the previous year I watched Dami M, and she said that she was going to enter and she was going to throw her hat in the ring for 2021 at the time, because people were assuming that we were going to be able to do Eurovision Show in 2021, but because of COVID, that never happened. Mm. And now Damian is pregnant, so she's not, she'll be having a family, so she's not entering. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that artists could enter and that, like, we could submit. I always thought that people were kind of handpicked to do it.
Mm.
And then I saw that they were doing a TikTok wildcard. And I was like, this is something that's really down my alley. Like, I'm a TikToker and I really like Eurovision. I'm a songwriter. Mm. I think that I could really have a shot at this. So I started to post my videos as soon as the submission opened. And because I was posting very, like, kind of every day, every second day, every single video, I would put the submission kind of guidelines in it. So, like, hashtag Eurovision Australia, and then, like, tag SBS Australia. And so I would do that on, like, every single video, because I was like, I'm not going to be picky and choose which ones I'm going to submit and which ones I'm not going to. Like, I'm just going to put it on all of my singing videos and see how I go, because you never know which one will do well. And so I gave it a crack and I posted all these videos, and then the ones with Lucas in and me singing in the car, those were the ones that did really, really well and really kind of got their attention. And I was really, really excited, because once the submissions had closed and they were deciding who they were going to pick, when they rang me and said, you're the TikTok wildcard, I was like, wow, like, that's mind-blowing. And then they said the video that of you and your partner singing in the car, those ones really got our attention. And I was like, wow, like, I can't believe that we got that kind of reaction from making those videos, because one of them reached 26 million views and then the other one reached like 15. And so it was really, really exciting. And I us filming in the car was very impromptu. Like, we never ever were like, oh, I'm gonna make this kind of video and I'm gonna do it in the car and you have to react to it. It was never like that. We were literally filming a video for his TikTok, and then I was like, oh, can we just quickly do a video for me, because I don't have a video to post tonight. And then it ended up going the most viral out of all of my videos.
There are three Filipinos in this competition. We have Sean Miley Moore, Sheldon Riley, and of course, Erica. That's you. Okay, so
how exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. What are your preparations for the upcoming contest on February 26th? Is there anything special or out of this world that you're going to do on the show? May mga pasabog ka ba?
I think that what's kind of different from that sets me apart from all the other people who are performing in this competition is that I'm doing a very soulful R&B song with big punches, and I think that the message behind my song is empowerment and to kind of encourage people to follow their dreams or conquer their own kind of demons and their world. So I think that that's my kind of path in this competition, and everyone else has their own, and this is mine, which I think is very exciting and very different. So the voting lines open on the 25th of February, and they close on the live show, during the live show, which is on the 26th of February on SBS TV. So pretty much, go watch the live show, check out which song is mine and what the song number is, and I'm pretty sure the voting process will be revealed closer to the show, but I'm pretty sure you have to just vote, and I think there is a maximum of 20 votes per person. So yeah, I think vote for me and vote for your fellow Filipinos too.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.